You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Now, investing in these difficult times with all of the moving trends can certainly make for some interesting thoughts and decisions that have to go into your investment profile in your investment thesis, especially if you're looking at long-term investing. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with a manager from the institutional clients team at Alan Gray. Inshallah Ditlungwane joins me on the line now to see what we make of long-term investing through interesting times. Inshallah, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. What lessons can we draw from previous periods of technological disruption and market excitement that might be relevant in today's AI boom?
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you. So I think when we think about technology, we typically think of, you know, what we're currently using now isn't like smartphones, computers. But when I was looking at this, I went all the way back to the 1800s when, you know, British railways were just become a thing. And like more recently, we had the telecoms boom as well in the late 90s. And what has shown, what I've seen there is that there definitely is a pattern that sort of emerges when there is a technological disruption. And I think some of the lessons and things we can see from there is in terms of similarities, when there is a new technology, there's definitely a lot of market excitement, a lot of exuberance that goes with that. And it ends up actually driving market returns, which is actually something we're seeing right now, even with AI and the mega tech stocks. And then the other thing that follows is the interest behind that is in order to unlock the technologies that a lot of a large capital expenditure follows that. So that's something that we've seen, that I've seen in like looking at, for example, the railways back in the 1800s and more recently with our telecom, with the telecom boom. However, I do think it's just worth noting that there are also differences as well. So one of the biggest differences, for example, when it comes to AI versus what has happened in the past is just like the level and the speed of adoption. It's unprecedented. Like, for example, when you think about the smartphone, it took about 12 years to get adopted, whereas AI is projected to take about 2 to 3 years. And the other thing that I think most people are already starting to experience is just the level of autonomy that AI operates with, whereas previously it was just technologies were just automating existing processes. So I think that's just something to just draw on just in terms of what's happened historically and what we've seen in terms of like trends when it comes to technological disruptions.
And Shalati, when we look back at history, how have we played this in the past? How have markets navigated the disruption? What's the playbook here?
Yeah, so I mean, I've sort of touched on it already where I spoke to about how the new idea emerges and then that's followed by exuberance and, you know, enthusiasm builds and excitement builds and followed by the technological acceleration. And what then that, I mean, not technological, but capital expenditure acceleration. And what that's doing is then actually allowing that physical infrastructure to sort of take hold to unlock this technology. And that's where it gets a bit interesting because the levels of that capital expenditure have got real implications for investors and for returns, because typically, because of the level that they're at, you would need enough time post that capital expenditure to allow for the returns to actually to justify that level of expenditure. And then the other thing as well that is interesting is, you know, typically the people who are the first movers are not necessarily the people who will benefit. So I think what's interesting is we've seen that previously, and that's the big question, I think, right now when it comes to AI, is we're seeing all of this CapEx expenditure, but we don't actually know what that actually means. It's still yet to be answered, this question of whether that capital expenditure is sustainable, but more importantly, will the returns justify that level of capital expenditure that we're seeing, that $650 billion that's projected for this year, for example.
Inshallah, when we look at these market narratives, the AI conversation has been with us for quite some time. It's a very, very dominant narrative at the moment. How does this now affect how we see things like valuations, and why is it important to look at valuations when markets are in this state?
I think, Jimmy, sometimes what happens, and maybe that's what we're kind of seeing now, where we're seeing, valuations at the levels that we're seeing them, is that there sometimes happens to be a disconnection between what the market is valuing a share at versus what it actually is worth. And I think that's where the valuation-driven investment philosophy actually is essential, because now you actually need to understand, is this business actually worth what the market is saying it's worth? And that can only be done by fundamental research and bottom-up understanding of what are the key drivers of this business and what opportunities are there for that business, and is it justified to be valued at that level? So those valuation-driven processes is essential at this stage, and it's an important part of the investing process, I think.
Chalita, before I let you go, I want to take a look at some other aspects of the investing process, as you mentioned it. From a long-term investment point of view, how do you navigate this uncertainty? How do you identify the opportunities within this uncertainty?
I think uncertainty is something that I'm sure other people have already mentioned. It's actually something that we need to embrace, and I think uncertainty is an important part of an investment process, because what it does do is that it allows for dislocations to happen. And when those dislocations happen, that's where we actually able to see opportunities, especially if you are a fundamental driven entity or business or asset manager, because when you see it allows you to identify where the pockets of opportunity actually are, where the pockets of value are. So I think uncertainty is real, and I think we're all struggling with it. But I also think the thing where we can actually take comfort in is that it is in that uncertainty where we're actually able to identify opportunities that can lead to sustained returns for our clients.
Embracing uncertainty and adapting to the ever-changing trends that we find ourselves in. Nshalati Hlungwane, Institutional Clients Team Member at Allan Gray, joining us to take a look at how it is that we invest through disruptive times. The segment was brought to you by Allan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.